That's what he always used to stress us. That if you have physical strength, if you have physical beauty, if you have any other physical faculties, let each of these faculties or the graces that you have been bestowed upon be directed towards my cause and make these worthwhile. And that's how, when he told us the story of Rabia, her beauty. Enough now. What's that? You all know it. These are all printed things. No shortcuts here. You all have to read them. You all have got eyes to read.
Eric, I remember that clock from Guru Prasad. Yeah. I don't remember that specific one, but I remember you coming up. I remember you coming up at 9 o'clock and saying, as it struck 9 o'clock, and you said, "You have kept your appointment with God," and that sent a chill through me when you said that. Because I hadn't realized it until you said it. But yes, that's what we were doing.
Yeah,
it brought it home to me.
Yeah, that's true. Where were you at the time? In 1969?
I have no idea.
Which body were you in?
Wouldn't it be great to know?
Yeah, it would be great to know. And at the same time, it will be awful too in another. Suppose if she were to be some thief or robber or something like that. But she cannot be there.
You know, when she was 3 weeks old, Mother Teresa held her in her arms and was caressing her.
Really?
It's really beautiful.
Well, then now you should go and tell her that. She says, "I don't remember at that time. Please do so again." She's still living now.
She's still living. But, you know, she resigned.
I know. Yeah.
Thank you, Eric.
Why thank me? Thank the Lord for all the good moments that He gives us in remembering Him.
Thank you, Baba.
Yeah. And then He says, "How can you thank me? Thanking me does not depict anything." Then we did not know what to say then. Be deeply grateful that you are while I am in your midst. That's all. Somebody came and said, "Baba, thank you for..." "What? Thank you? Thank me? For what?" "That's not proper for you to say that." "No, Baba, because I really thank you for it. But it's not the way to do that. It's not enough."
It's not adequate
an expression to be expressed. He does not know. He says, "You should be grateful for being what you are while I am in your midst." That's all.
Yeah, I never quite understood why he said, "Don't thank me."
Yeah, that's what he said. "Don't thank me, just remain grateful."
Because thank you has a finality to it.
Yeah.
It's almost like when you thank somebody,
that's the end of it all.
Then
yeah.
That obligation is finished. You know, like, thank you for that. And then in a certain respect, it's over. The thank has been given and hopefully received. But the gratefulness means that it's an eternally you must be there. You know, there's no finality to gratefulness. Because it implies a continuous action of never being worthy enough or never being grateful enough. But we thank and we think it's finished, you know?
Yeah.
I don't know, that's the thought.
Yeah,
it's
striking. Mm-hmm.
Didn't you also say last week that Baba said when you say thank you, it implies something other than one? It's all me.
Oh, who is there to thank?
Yeah. It's like when you say thank you to me, that means you're different than me, you're other than me.
Mm-hmm.
But it's all me.
So there is one very, this reminds me of a very humorous episode, which is so telling too. That's the human side of the Lord, God. So what happened, he was trying to tell us about, you know, there's a pithy saying, isn't it? What? I and you are now.
You and I
not
are not
we,
but one.
What
you
is it?
You and I are not we, but one.
Hmm? I and you,
I and you
are not we but one. I and you are not we but one, isn't it?
No, it's the opposite, but that's how you have to tell the story. Yeah.
So the thing is that this is what Baba says to, you are there sitting by his chair. So Baba says, you and I are not we but one. Do you follow? Yes, Baba. What did you follow? Now see the way that he tricks us, you see. So the poor fellow, he says that I, Baba, I and you are not we but one. Did I say that? When did I say that? How can you dare say such a thing? I didn't say that. I said, you and I are not we but one. I said, yeah, Baba, you said that I and you are not we but one. No, you can't say that. Have you got that experience? You say I and you. You and I said.
Yeah.
Because, Do you experience that?
It's like my little 9-year-old daughter, Louisa, says, well, Baba says he's everything, so I'm Baba. I said, yes, but Baba experiences being everything, but you don't. You experience being Louisa. So there's a big difference.
What did she say?
Well, okay.
No, but you should have not discouraged her. You should have said, yeah, what you say is so true. Now what you have to do is to experience that. These are words that you're saying. The meaning is right, but you have to experience that.
Mr. Guna, one day you have to ask money to tell you the story of money,
money,
the
having the jar. Yeah.
You know those big candies that you hold in your mouth?
I can't eat that.
Well,
no, but you heard
the story.
Oh, let her tell you.
Let money tell you the story. I won't.
Why not?
Because it'll be a great story. It'll show you the humor of how Baba, would play with money, who was like a girl, like you.
Yeah, and only money can tell money's
story. Yeah, money's got to tell. Yeah, ask her to tell.
Either you have Baba or you have candy. You
that's
can't
right.
have
you
candy
can't have
and
both.
Baba. That's the
that's
title
the,
of the story.
That's always the way
how,
it is.
See how Baba brought home to her in just playful mood. You see, Baba is not a teacher. He doesn't teach with a cane or stick or anything. Awakens him. Oh, that is the thing. At that young age, she realized that.
Yeah.
That you can have your candy, you can have Baba, but together you can't have.